USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A Securities and Exchange Commission filing shows Tesla CEO Elon Musk has filed to exit a multi-billion dollar deal with Twitter over concerns about its spam bots and the lack of transparency at Twitter for the information. The Consumer Price Index for June comes out Wednesday. With inflation already at a 30-year high under the Biden administration, economists on Fox Business say this report will show inflation continues to be out of control. Yardeni Research President Edward Yardeni.
It's going to be bad news again. I think it'll be up something like 1.1%. We all have to spend money on food, fuel, and rent. Lower wage workers are the ones that are getting squeezed hardest because they have no choice but to allocate most of their budget to these essentials.
We are USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Arizona is moving forward with school vouchers, meaning the money the state pays for a child's education will follow the student and not directly to the public school where some are being accused of indoctrinating children.
Arizona Governor Doug Ducey is expanding the state school voucher program to all of the more than 1 million public school students in the state. Rebecca Fredericks, founder of the Kids and Country, says this means that public schools will no longer have a monopoly on public financing.
This is no small victory because for too long, students and their teachers have been trapped in failing schools run by the K-12 cartel, also known as so-called teacher unions.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, Fredericks adding parents and teachers are finally awake after the COVID pandemic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Throughout the years, plans for livable habitats on the Moon and Mars have come down to one big problem, gravity. Japanese researchers at Kyoto University in Tokyo presented a massive 1,300-foot-tall rotating drum called the GLASS. By spinning the drum, it could create artificial gravity in an environment void of gravity. As Democrats continue to oppose voter ID laws, President Trump claimed at a rally in Alaska over the weekend the reason Democrats oppose voter ID laws is because authenticated ballots would damage their actual votes come election time. Another brainchild of the far left is to allow illegal immigrants in America to vote in our elections. This could be considered the worst foreign influence. Ohio Secretary of State Republican Frank LaRose on Newsmax says Ohioans will vote this fall to block such measures.
I believe that the people of Ohio are going to speak loud and clearly this November when they have the opportunity on the ballot to do so. And they're going to say that American elections are only for American citizens. It's actually interesting that I'm here at the National Secretary of State's Conference in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You see the mighty Mississippi behind me. This is a topic of conversation that several of us are bringing up in our states throughout the country. You know, it should be a bipartisan issue. Unfortunately, the same issue went to the Ohio House and passed with very few Democrats voting to support it. So maybe they had a different view over in the Ohio House than they did in the Ohio Senate.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.